And let's move from the effort to stop financial crime to the effort to stop museum crime, a not-so-successful effort. In France, thieves made off with four masterpieces in broad daylight. They took them from an art museum in Nice. And it turns out this is not the first time some of those paintings have been stolen. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The five robbers, wearing masks and jumpsuits, waltzed in the front door of Nice's Musée des Beaux-Arts Sunday at 1 p.m. and made off with two works by Flemish artist Jan Bruegel and two paintings by the Impressionists Alfred Sisley and Claude Monet. Museum staff were ordered to lie on the floor at gunpoint while the canvases were removed from the wall. The museum's Sunday visitors, like Nice resident Jean Rabier, just looked on in mild surprise.
I didn't think it was a robbery. It just seemed they were taking the paintings away to restore them or something. But it was a little strange how they were wearing motorcycle helmets and masks.
Bizarrely enough, the Sisley and Monet were stolen from the same museum 10 years ago, but were found a week later stashed in a boat moored in the Mediterranean port. The museum's curator was later convicted of staging the heist, where he even had himself taken hostage. The museum, which is housed in a former mansion and was opened to the public in 1928, has a collection of art spanning the past four centuries. French news outlets reporting on Sunday's incident have been quick to note that no security improvements have been undertaken since the first theft. No cameras, no alarms, no armed guards. Patricia Grimaud is the museum's vice curator.
There was a physical human surveillance like every Sunday, and the paintings were hung on their wall hooks like every other painting in the museum. That's all I have to say about the matter.
French police have launched an investigation into the theft, which they describe as a special order because the priceless paintings are too well known to be sold on the open market. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.